Stephen Juneau, Bank of America.
Thanks for having me on again, Jack. I always look forward to your show.
Well, I look forward to this because, as I said, I have former governors who are running for president, presidential candidates, governors, U.S. senators, officials, bank, I mean, all kinds of business. I'm trying to figure this out. So, Stephen, what is your outlook for the U.S. economy? And like your CEO, who commented before the banking stuff, he saw a recession coming in quarter three. Do you still see a recession on the horizon?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all trying to figure it out. I think you put it very well. You know, the data has been very difficult to read. It's been very mixed. But, you know, we still feel, we at Bank of America, do still expect the U.S. economy to enter a recession in 3Q of this year, and for it to be a mild one. We see GDP falling by about 1% peak to trough, and the unemployment rate increasing to around 4.7% from its current level of 3.6%. That's not all that high by historic standards. And we've obviously already seen a slowdown in the housing sector, a slowdown in the manufacturing sector. And the next kind of domino to fall, the next shoe to drop, would be in the consumer. We haven't seen the labor market slow down all that much. We haven't seen spending slow down all that much. But that's really what's going to tip the balance, tip the scales from the U.S. growing at a below-trend pace to actually contracting for a few quarters, in our view. The good news is that if we do see that recession, it's going to help restore price stability. It's going to help the Fed achieve its inflation mandate. And that's going to put the economy on a better path in the long run. And we do see GDP rebounding next year as a result.
Stephen, it seems that the jobs, available jobs and a stronger job sector seems to be the confusing, you know, widget or piece in this mix. Is that fairly true?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've added, 800,000 jobs in the first 2 months of this year, and that's just not sustainable. You know, if you think about the population growth of the U.S. economy, we're not adding that many people. So just to keep up with the pace of population growth, you need jobs of around, you know, maybe 100,000 at the high level. So when you're adding something like 300,000, 500,000 per month, well, you're putting downward pressure on the unemployment rate. You're seeing the labor market tighten further, and that puts upward pressure on wage inflation. And obviously what that can mean is more persistent inflation, and that's not a good thing for anyone.
Big question, I think, on my mind, Stephen Juneau, U.S. economist, Bank of America. How is the recent turmoil in the banking sector? Like I mentioned, Silicon Valley Bank, but it went beyond. Even here in New England, I had bank managers I was talking to. People were nervous. They were, you know, they were moving their money around. I know a lot of people move their money into Bank of America at the height of this thing. I read that online because they viewed it as one of the safest places. But how has this turmoil affected your economic outlook?
Yeah, it's definitely, I would call it the elephant in the room. So for us, the turmoil in the banking sector means that risk have become more balanced around our outlook. So prior to the recent events, we really only saw upside risk to our forecast. And that just goes back to the strength of the labor market. We would have said that, you know, there's a risk that the recession happens later, the expansion takes longer. But now you actually have this material downside risk that's emerged. And even if the banking crisis doesn't spread, even if you don't see other banks kind of have a similar situation as what we saw with some of these other regional banks, even if that doesn't happen, you still are likely to see credit conditions tighten, lending standards tighten, increase. And what that does is it leads to demand destruction. It leads to less spending, less activity. And obviously, that helps the Fed in its fight against inflation, and it obviously helps slow things down.
I haven't seen the recent bank stuff do this here locally here in New England, but I'm going to ask you, Stephen, nationally, are there any signs that overall economic activity have been adversely affected by the recent turmoil, namely in the banks?
I think right now it's too early to tell. So we haven't seen anything. We only have a few days, bear in mind, of data, so we don't have that much. You have definitely seen banks build up their liquidity ratios. They have accumulated more cash. They've borrowed from the Fed in order to kind of shore up against risk of deposit outflows. But in terms of economic activity, you haven't seen it yet. You're hearing about credit conditions tightening. That's likely going to happen, and that will take time to kind of pass through to consumer activity, to business activity. Because it will mean that loans dry up, and obviously it takes time for those loans to be spent. But we'll see. We're going to continue to monitor the data. We're going to get a better sense over the next few weeks. We obviously get earnings reports in early April, and we get some data from the Fed on a weekly basis that should give us more intuition into what's actually happening, not only in certain banks, but across the broader sector.
Stephen, I want to ask you about the Fed or Federal Reserve. I'm not part of your senior team, although I wouldn't mind being, but I love having you on the show, Bank of America. I had said a couple of years ago, almost here as a news talk show host in New England, you know, this inflation is not transitory. Mm-hmm. And I think the Fed should have started gradual rate hikes, you know, more than a couple of years ago, so we didn't have to do this steep thing. I think they waited too long, but that's my opinion. But mm-hmm. what do you think about the Federal Reserve? They just raised the rate another 0.25%. They're obviously trying to stem inflation. They may have broken a few banks that were not in a good ratio position, but what do you expect mm-hmm. them to do, you know, with the recent news? How are they going to navigate going forward? What will the Fed do?
So we think they're going to take it day by day, unfortunately, because like us, they don't have great data on the situation. They don't know if they've kind of contained the risk factor. You know, obviously the Fed and other government agencies, including the FDIC and Treasury, responded pretty quickly to the situation to try and contain the risk. And data so far indicate that, you know, things are improving. You know, they definitely aren't worsening, but we really don't know yet how things will evolve. So we have to be mindful of that. We have to be cognizant of that and, you know, take it day by day, I would say. And in terms of the monetary policy outlook, I think what the Fed told us in their presser and what Chair Powell told us is that they're looking at this, even if risks don't broaden, even if they contain this, they're looking at the fact that credit conditions are likely to tighten, lending standards are likely to increase. Mm-hmm. They're looking at that as basically a substitute, in a sense, for rate hikes. That's going to lead to some demand destruction. That's going to do some of the work that the Fed would have to do otherwise.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. In other words, if it's tougher to get a loan or it's more mm-hmm. expensive, it might just naturally curtail consumer demand or spending. And that really leads to my final question. I've heard Stephen Juneau, Bank of America, U.S. economist, not necessarily at Bank of America, but some other regional banks that, you know, lending might get a little tougher. You know, those loans might take a little longer to get approved, or people may not be asking for expensive loans if the interest rate to buy a new home is up around 7%. So consumer confidence, is it start to get a little tested here as we get into the back half of the year or third quarter? And are banks going to continue to lend for good, stable loans, or do you think you see a tightening even on lending?
I think so. We had already seen a tightening in lending standards, kind of a decline in willingness to lend across the banking sector when we look at the survey data. So there's a senior loan officer opinion survey from the Fed that they publish on a quarterly basis, and you had already seen that just given the macro conditions, banks were becoming a little less willing to lend. So we expect that to continue given the recent news, given the recent turmoil. And then I think you hit on a great point as well with consumer confidence. You know, they get a little more worried too. The environment, both for businesses and consumers, you just see that uncertainty crop up. And when you see an increase in uncertainty, then obviously you get a little more cautious about your spending behaviors as well. So even if, you know, you don't get that credit conditions tightening, you'll still have maybe the consumer be a little bit more cautious moving forward about what they're doing with their money, with their cash.
Really helpful. I appreciate it very, very much. Stephen Juneau, U.S. economist, Bank of America. We'll get you back again soon. Good morning, Hampshire. GMI Studios, the Pulse of an Age. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.